Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Bouhaha. Lady Lord of the Damned here. This is me trying a more mellow introduction. I'd like you to know that I love you all, and I love being the ultimate immortal overlord of this podcast. I even love Sammy James, who is not me. I am not a character. And I love this episode. So, yeah. Things are talked about. Vampires are talked about. Growing up and having hints of your identity. Sometimes from horror movies and horror things. That's talked about. Oh, yeah. So I hope that you, my unyielding subjects, my friends, enjoy a tale of terrifying love with Alyssa Alduke. Have fun. Or else. Okay, hi, how are you?
Great, how you doing?
Good, good. It's nice to see you.
It's always a pleasure to see you. I'm so excited. I feel like it's been a long time. For a second, we were like doing this a lot, so now I'm ready to be back in the room, in the Zoom room.
Yeah, so I have guests on this show introduce themselves. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Oh, I can do that. Yeah, so, hey, what's up? My name is Alyssa Duchy. My pronouns are they or them. I'm a stand-up comedian and joke writer and humorist living in Philly. And I love thinking about what makes people laugh and creating community. Which is why I like you so much. Oh. Because you're so good at those things, too.
Oh, this show is not about love.
Okay, all right. No, that's fine. Sorry. I'm starting off in the wrong vibe.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, I'm stoked to be here. Yeah. I love scary things.
Yeah, yeah, and it turns into a pretty much is a horror movie podcast, but, like, I'm always down to talk about, like, anything in that vein.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Since it is a horror, mostly we talk about horror movies podcast, what was your intro to horror? And that can be horror movies, but it can also be just spooky stuff in general.
Yeah, I feel like I was spooky books first.
Okay.
I was definitely in like a book centric thing. And I the thing I remember the most was in like second grade. I was reading those Christopher Pike like teenage makeout alien murder books for some reason. I was reading that in second grade because, like, stories about bunnies weren't cutting it. But I remember that, and I remember, and I'm so excited to do this because I think about this all the time, but I don't remember what it was from. I believe I was in America at my grandma's house watching, here in America, at my grandma's house watching an old horror television show about a little kid who goes into the basement and there's these mushrooms growing in the basement.
Okay. They're
like aliens. And so he eats a mushroom sandwich and his parents are like, Timmy, are you all right? And he's like, have one, mother. So if anyone knows what that is,
I would know. Like, is that Troll too?
It's...
That sounds like Troll 2.
That's what it was.
That sounds like Troll 2.
I knew it.
Listen, this is my horror cred going way right down. I've actually never seen Troll 2. I have only seen the documentary about Troll 2. But I feel like that's, I feel like I saw that scene in that documentary about a movie.
Okay. I'm gonna have to look it up. In 1990, no, this was from like the 60s. All right, I'm gonna watch Troll 2 now though. I'm leaving here with a list.
Oh, it's, oh, I do, don't, do, I will give you a list.
Oh, and I will, I'm trying to watch more television in my life.
Yeah, and it's like, listen, I have positioned myself as a horror expert because I run the show. Like, I'm really not. Like, I just like horror movies.
Yeah. I think it's so hard to position. This is something I've been thinking about a lot lately. Uh-huh. It's so hard to, like, say you're an expert in something because, like, everything is so vast, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I like to say I know a lot about wine, but like, I don't know, I know more than the average bear, but like, not tons, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just, this is why I love doing things like this with people who have all these varied interests, and we're all an expert and we're all nerds, and I think that's beautiful. End of rant.
It's no more love. No, it's...
Oh, for fuck's sake, I keep doing this.
No, it's fine. No, it's, there is a place for love in this. I don't know. Horror, love stories make great horror movies.
Yeah. I really like horror movies about female relationships the most, and I think that that speaks to that a lot. Like, oh, a big Jennifer's Body, Carrie, like, I...
Ginger Snaps.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Teeth.
Yeah.
Oh. I watched Teeth during finals week, my senior year of college or something like that. It was incredible.
Yeah.
In the computer lab, facing the door. I was like, I hope people see I'm watching this. I don't even care.
Yeah. When did Teeth come out? Was that...
That's... Oh, were we dating me?
No, it's... I'm 2007. Okay, yeah. That's the year I graduated high school. So, like, I...
Okay, so I was 2 years late if I watched that my senior year of college. Got it. I graduated college in 2009. I went to college the year after Steven Yeun graduated from my college, and I just found that out, and I'm so pissed. Speaking of horror, Mr. Hot Walking Deadness himself.
Oh, yeah.
I could have gone to college with Steven Yeun if I just...
God, he is very hot. That is... Are you into The Walking Dead? Is that...
I'm not a zombie guy in general.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why. It doesn't do it for me. I was a big vampire... Mm-hmm. Big vampire nerd in high school. Got into Buffy in college.
Uh-huh.
Never got into zombies.
Yeah.
But I'm a vampire's witches kind of.
Okay. Yeah. Person. Yeah. I can't think of a monster that I'm like not into. Oh, pretty much I'm into any monster. I'm not a big... If it's not a slasher, no. I'm not a big people killing people horror movie.
Yeah. You know? I have a thing about that. I feel like I like the monster ones because that isn't scary, but like the people ones can be scary.
Yeah.
I'm more likely to be frightened by an axe murderer. Mm-hmm. But I don't necessarily think it's pull-offable all the time.
Yeah.
So I like the deep psychological ones.
Yeah, more. I did. Every once in a while, I'll like one. But like something like Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer. I'm like, nope.
No. I don't need blood and bugs. I'm out. Yeah. Absolutely not.
Yeah, it's... Anytime I have a little bit of a dental phobia, so anytime like something any like teeth scene, I'm just like
you're like not gonna do it. Not happening. Yeah, don't fuck with feet. I don't like the look of them. I don't want people touching them. I don't like to see other people touching other people's feet. I don't want part of it.
Yeah.
And it's those weird things that come up when you watch a horror movie. You're like, why did that upset me? It's a weird mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah. And it's just stuff with eyes, stuff that happens to eyes in horror movies. I'm just like,
Oh, yeah, no. You're not supposed to touch eyes. If there's, like, a bowl of loose ones, fine. It's like how hair is only gross once it leaves your head. It's the opposite with eyeballs. You know what I mean? Like, if they're just out there, you can touch them. If they're in your head, don't mess with them.
I don't know if I... I'd be very uncomfortable if I just saw an eye. What's
when you say it that way.
What's creepier? A bunch of eyeballs or one eyeball?
A bucket of eyeballs, at least you had a goal. You know what I mean? With one eyeball, could have been
a mistake. Yeah, that could and listen, like, if there's enough of them, you can pretend they're grapes.
It's, yeah, exactly. It's something
if
else.
It's one, our project. If it's one, and like, don't. And don't have like the root or what anatomy that
I fit no the root I agree the root
the stock is it a stalk? It would be a
stem.
I guess it would...
it's a nerve. Oh gosh, I hope nobody who knows any science listens to any podcasts I'm on because I ruined science. Yeah, my root sounded so good though when he said that, Sammy. Yeah. I believed it.
Yeah, okay.
My root, I'm Googling.
That's don't pretend to Google it and tell me it is in fact root.
That's the name of our horror movie. It's I Root, which, considering what root means in Australia, would be really upsetting. Ooh. It's slang for boning.
Huh.
So maybe we won't use that one. I Root would not be a very different film.
Yeah, so what I was going to say about Keith is, because I couldn't remember when it came out, but Teeth is another, this has come up on this show a couple times.
No doubt.
I have a list of movies that my enjoyment of them, like, really was, like, a hint that I was trans. Because, like, 2007, senior year of high school, just ending high school, starting college, pretending to be a cis boy. You know, and like people are like, Teeth is so creepy. And it's like, oh, I can't watch him. Just like, yeah. Okay. It's like Teeth.
This is what people never understand.
Teeth, Jennifer's Body, Ginger Snaps. These are the movies I couldn't talk with friends about till I was 23 and honest with myself.
Oh my god. Yo, Jennifer's Body is so good though. That's one of those movies that every time it's on TV I have to watch it.
Yeah.
I mean, Megan Fox doesn't hurt the film, but she's like psychic.
Yep.
You know that about Jennifer Fox? She's like weirdly, like, people have like weird psychic moments with Megan Fox. Huh. Like, people who, like, I saw somebody on TikTok. Okay, I'm just gonna say it. I saw him on TikTok. But there's a psychic on TikTok, and she was like, yo, I was at this concert and I could feel Megan Fox's psychic energy. So I looked up at her and I said, what's up? In my head. And in the video, Megan Fox turns and like waves at her specifically, and it's like, it's great.
Listen, when you said TikTok psychic, I was honestly just like, is it Madam? No. Do you know Madam?
No, but I'm gonna add Madam immediately because I love every TikTok psychic.
I do not know pronouns. He or they. It's I mean, I believe feminine gay man, but listen, I'm not, but tarot reader.
We're not going to guess. Okay, Madam Adam. I'm adding right now because I do love.
I was introduced to this person using he, him pronouns.
Oh, yeah. I follow, let's see. Tarot Witch Fanboy.
Okay.
No, those are in lieu of pronouns. We have those things. So, yeah, probably he, him. But yeah, I already follow him, apparently. That's where I'm at.
Yeah. But, like, listen, and I love the readings that Madam Adam will post on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Cause it's like you just like scrolling through Instagram and like, listen, every time I see one and like, listen, it doesn't necessarily, maybe it's not for me, but sure. it is like, this starts every reading starts with, hey, if this reading came across your feed, maybe it's for you. And I'm just like, literally, like, I will be in the middle of something and just like, I need to go on Instagram for something, but I'm just like, I need to check if that person posted that thing. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, and I'll see a Madam Adam. I'm just like, well, I guess I'm fine. I guess I am here while Madam Adam reads so. 3 tarot cards.
You know, the first thing I get that on TikTok a lot. It's like, if you're seeing this post, no hashtags, you're meant to be here. First thing I do is look over at the likes. There's 353,000 likes. But still, it's perfectly tailored for me every time.
Oh, yeah. But like
me and 353,000 other people.
Listen, like there have been times where I'm just like, I honestly needed to hear that. And there have been times where I'm just like, oh, yeah. That is not for me.
Yeah.
You know, like there was one time where it was like, hey, you need, oh, your relationship, like, it's bad for you. I'm just like, you know what? Last one, that would have been for me. Last one, that would have been for me. This time, not for me.
Yeah.
Which, like, listen, that was also for me because it gave me that reinforcement. Okay. Oh, universe works in mysterious ways.
Oh my gosh, I know. And I have, I do tarot as well.
Okay.
And, you know, just whenever the mood strikes me, I don't do it as seriously as I used to, but I've had a couple weird, very weird experiences. Back in my early 20s, I was, you know, working in restaurants, and me and my friend every Sunday would go to the bar next door and I would read her tarot cards. So one Sunday night, we're sitting in the bar and I pull out the tarot cards and I pull them all out and I'm like, okay, this is telling me something very specific. I was like, each and every one of these cards is talking about having a child. Like, there's a baby coming. You're having a baby. That every single card was like baby, baby, new birth, motherhood. And I was like, okay, well, I know you're not like really seriously seeing anybody or anything. So, you know, maybe this is the birth of a new project. This is a new something coming up in your life. And she's like, oh yeah, yeah, sure. Okay. Da, da, da. We move on. I think, you know, I really didn't nail that tarot reading, but sometimes the cards, whatever. 3 years later, we're hanging out, having a coffee. And she goes, you know, when you read my tarot cards that day, I was pregnant. And I had an abortion scheduled for Monday, but I didn't want to tell you because you were friends with the guy that I was seeing and you would have said something. So you were right. And I was like, ah! It's bananas. That was the wildest. I mean, just...
yeah,
nuts. Because I remember the reading, and I was like, "Wow, this is so babies."
Yeah, I dabble. I have mm-hmm. I have a tarot deck. I thought it was in the I thought it was in this room. And then I'm looking for it. I'm like, oh yeah, I moved it somewhere else. I was gonna like hold it up. Like, look,
ta-da. I have a tarot app on my phone, so I can do it on the go. I'm ready at all times. You never know when you need the thing. That, and whenever my friends are having trouble, I pull a card for them and I send it to them. And I'm like, here's some advice from the universe. Take it or leave it.
Nice. Yeah, I've one of my best friends is a tarot reader, and he also does Reiki.
Oh, yeah, I'm a level 2 Reiki master.
Oh, I don't know off the top of my head what level
it's I don't know what I've been attuned to rate to level two. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but I know that I'm heating up a little bit just thinking about it.
Yeah. And like, I mean, he was like taught by his mom. So like, he's been doing it. Like, he's like a second generation.
Amazing. Yeah. I learned from my aunt.
Okay, cool.
Aunt Judith. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I'm someone who, I'm not a skeptic. Like I wouldn't call myself that, but I'm very, like, you know, I said this on the podcast once before when he came up. I was like, I don't know that I believe in Reiki. I believe in Tommy though, like, cause he's done it for me, and it's just like. I'm like, whoa, my back feels, whoa.
Wow.
It's like, whoa.
Amazing.
Yeah. You know, and then.
Yeah, I believe anything you put enough energy into will pay itself back. You know what I mean? That's kind of how I feel about Reiki. Like, I don't use it every day, but if it's there, you know.
Yeah.
It's there for me if I need it.
Mm-hmm. Good energy is good energy. I've been told. But Liz, I don't take this term. I don't use this term for myself. I've been told by people that, like, he's the only one. That guy, Tommy, is the only one who, like, I put any stake in it. But I've been told I'm an empath. And I'm just like, yeah, I have empathy.
It's like... Like, yeah, I get it when people are upset.
Oh, no, that's...
Yeah.
There's a great...
What's the difference between empath and reading the room? You know what I mean? Like, are you just a comic?
Yeah, that's a great bit on the new Jackie Cation about that.
Oh, really? I was just thinking about her tonight. I'm going to have to listen to that.
Yeah.
Nice. Great job, Jackie. She's so funny.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of spooky, Spotify took all the stand-up off. Oh, my gosh.
Huh.
Ugh. All this, yeah, there's no more stand-up on Spotify. Anyway, other things I'm thinking about today.
Don't take the podcasts off. That's where this lives.
I know. I was like, wait, are you going to take the podcast off, too?
That's where this lives.
Yeah, ridiculous. They better keep it. Yeah. Silly. They don't want us to have fun anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Just that Spotify cancel culture.
It really is. They're like, no, we get no stand-up comedy. You guys are going to fight about it. We're going to take it away from
you. So, what's a vampire movie that comes to you?
A vampire movie.
You mentioned that you were into vampire and witch and horror.
Love vampires. I was big into vampire books, of course. And speaking of that, I actually, we're no longer talking about vampires. It just reminded me, but there was a series of books that I read in like eighth grade about a woman who would turn into a wolf.
Okay.
And it was like extremely horny. And that was I should have known. Well, I knew, but I just couldn't talk about it. Then I was queer. But then this like woman turning into a wolf and having sex with other wolf women was like what I was reading in eighth grade. My mom read it years later. She was like, oh my God, I let you read this. I was like, you didn't ask.
I might know this book.
I think it's set in the Roman Empire.
I may have also read this.
I mean, I feel like it's just the foundation of like a really good personality.
Yeah.
I forget what it's called, but she had like black hair with silver tips and she would turn into, anyway.
Yeah.
So I love that. And then there was some, it felt vampire-y in a way.
Yeah.
Because she changed it.
There was a book, these vampire books I read in middle school that I since looked up the author.
Yeah.
And she was not at the time, but now very, very gay. I mean, what, you know, wasn't out at the time.
We wear all black and we only come out at night. seems queer.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. If it's a straight vampire, you wrote it wrong.
Yeah, you can't be alive forever and only have straight.
Or it's 30 days of night. Those vampires are straight.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, all the evil vampires are straight. And then there's like Angel. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He's clearly had some queer experiences.
Yeah. It was a couple episodes ago. He brought up, I don't know if you remember this. I'm assuming you watched True Blood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember this. It was 2000. It was during their like sixth season. Whenever year that was.
Yeah.
But there was an actor left the show because he didn't know they were gonna make his character queer. And it's like, it's the sixth season of True Blood and you're playing a vampire. Honey.
I mean, wasn't that show on HBO? Like, you're gonna suck somebody's dick. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's just to happen. It was the guy who dated Jessica after they met in the vampire camp. And they're like, yeah, so now you're gonna kiss Lafayette. And then that guy like disappeared from the show. He was like weirdly written off.
Oh my gosh. I hope he's gay now, please. Right now, right? Like, he must have at this point.
Listen, you know what? If that's the case, listen, understandable. You were straight.
We all run away from Lafayette.
I get it.
Symbolically in our
lives. I get it. Because in middle school, two friends of mine, we're doing some scene from something, and they're like, and there's, I forget what it was. It was a scene from a play with like a trans person in it. It might have been, were they doing a scene from Rent?
The timing's about right.
And my friend was like, listen, we need someone to play the, at the time they used the word transvestite. And you want to do it? I was like, no, 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 that's disgusting. No, no.
Why would I do that?
What are you trying to say to me? And then in my head, like, I thought about it a lot.
You thought about it a little too much.
I was like, no, you can't say it. Well, listen, like, I was someone who, like, I was aware of my transness for most of the time. I was just very, like, I just didn't, like, let it out till I was in my 20s. I was very much just, like, because it was very much just, like, it's like, no, it's just fine. It's just like, no, that's, I won't, in my head, I was just like, I won't be able to put it back. I won't be able to lock that door. No.
Meanwhile, I had, like, no words for it. So I would say things like, you guys know how I would look, like, amazing with a beard and, like, I would look great with it. And people would be like, no. And I'm like, what do you mean? Mm-hmm. No. Like, don't you guys think about how good I'd look with a beard? Like, I do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I guess I'll just put that away for later. Till my 30s. Figure it out then. Silly.
Yeah.
And I was just reading about these lesbian werewolves in Rome instead.
Yep.
Hoping for the best.
I do have a Oh, fuck, where is it? Okay. Now, the first one of these is gone.
Understood.
The first one is gone. So I have a guilty pleasure. And honestly, no, I'm not guilty about it. This is a lesbian werewolf romance series.
Oh my god.
The first one is called Five Moons Rising. And so I read it. And I immediately recommended it to a friend of mine who's obsessed with werewolves and is also queer. And she read it eventually. One time I saw her and she's like, so I finished the book, I gave it to Caroline, another one. So it is just, it's the traveling book. I don't know who has it now, but someone I don't know has this book.
And they're just about, you're about to change their lives.
Yeah!
It's the butterfly and the hurricane.
Listen, there is a third one coming out. This ends with a cliffhanger!
Oh my gosh, that's not even right. All right, my book was The Silver Wolf by Alice Borchardt. Found it. In case there are any horny 12-year-olds who want to read about gay wolves, highly recommend you start there. It made me the person I am today. Yeah. So.
Were you a Goosebumps kid?
And I was totally a Goosebumps kid, but then I was like, all right, we need a little bit more scary stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I leveled up to the other R.L. Stein stuff, wasn't into it, because it wasn't as good as Goosebumps.
Yeah, yeah.
Weirdly enough. And then Christopher Pine, I think his name was. I read a lot of those. Christopher Pine. Those were good. I loved those in elementary school. Yeah. And then the internet happened when I was 11. I mean, like, we really got the internet dial up in my house. Yep. And I was in the Yahoo chat rooms. Why did I say Yahoo? Oh my gosh. Wow. I've had the internet for too long. I was in Yahoo chat rooms. But then I was also like looking up the vampire Bible. You know what I mean? And like downloading it. And like, and then so I didn't watch a lot of vampire content because I was like, actually, this is inaccurate. Mm-hmm. This isn't what real vampires do, because I was like a vampire expert at 13 for some reason.
Yep. So my brother went through a vampire phase where he had some of those books. Like,
it's too much. I got in too deep. I thought I could be a real vampire for a second.
Oh,
for
like a second. I used to fantasize about being a werewolf. And
oh my gosh.
Yeah, and I've had this conversation. Apparently, like, that is a trans person. Like, it's like
oh, weird. I can just fucking transform into a fucking sick ass beast.
I can change my body. Like, it's like,
yeah. Oh my gosh, shapeshifting was like is like the shit. Mm-hmm. Absolute any shapeshifting. Yep. I had that epiphany recently. I was like, oh my god, no wonder.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to invoke it, but there's a certain character in a certain books of wizards shit where there's one person who could shapeshift, and I was like, I don't understand why this person doesn't look like this all the time. Guess what, Alyssa? That's what I wanted to look like.
Yeah, that's one of the jokes I'm working on. That, like, listen, when you're a trans person talking about being trans in your comedy, like, I mean, I guess you don't have to, but like, I personally need to like make sure that it's not something a shitty cis person can misconstrue.
Absolutely. You know when I'm laughing at the wrong part of the joke.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm working on one that's like, oh, you're trans? Are you a werewolf trans person or a mer person trans person? See, trans people get it.
It's so true. I wish I was a computer for a long time. Yep. I was like, if I could just be, I don't know if that's just like, maybe I'm neurodivergent also, but I was just like, I just wish I was a computer and I could not be looked at and I could just be a brain.
Yep.
Because my brain works.
Yep.
I don't even need a body.
Yeah. 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 This is not horror or like werewolf related now, but another, this is a joke I wrote today.
Great.
But listen, it's because I think about these things and it's, I'm like, this is a great joke. I need to work on this wording. Because people be shitty.
Yep.
You know, but it's about, listen, every woman hits that age, hits that time where they realize they've turned into their mom. But it's really rough for me because I picked this. Like, I transitioned into my mom. It's just like I could have avoided this. Like, I'd be really unhappy and possibly dead, but like, I wouldn't be my mom.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny. I think that's great as it is. I would not workshop that joke, okay. Period. Send it to the presses. It's so good.
Listen, this is listen, podcast audience. In like 3 months, if you follow my comedy career, like you're gonna hear that, hear that on stage. Really.
10 from 10. I actually, that's funny, Nivor, since we're talking about workshopping jokes. I actually was workshopping a joke with somebody that I coach people stand up like one on one.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the guys I was coaching, Jay Yoder, very funny. We were working through a joke and I was like, oh, you know what might be a funny reference is Hereditary. And he was like, oh, I haven't seen it. And you can't tell anyone anything about Hereditary, right? So here's where the horror comes in, right? Like, you can't say anything except like, it's so fucking fucked up.
Yeah.
And like, and I told him, what I did tell him was like, maybe you should take a half a Xanax before you watch it. And what I didn't realize is that he went to watch it immediately. He texted me half an hour later, what the fuck? And I was like, oh my god, you're watching it, aren't you? I don't think you like, you have to like really prepare to watch this film. He's a parent. I was like, oh man, like, I'm so sorry I did this to you. But he ended up with a great bit.
Yeah.
So I do use horror in teaching stand-up. Oh, that was a good moment. I was like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. I felt so bad. I saw the movie, I was on a plane, and I was like, oh, you know, it was like a 14-hour trip. I was like, oh man, I'll fucking watch Hereditary. Like, when else am I gonna have 14 hours to myself? And the movie ends, and I'm like, I've been crying. I'm like, devastated. My brother's been sitting two rows behind me. He comes up, he goes, what did you think? I was like, you saw I was watching this movie and you didn't say anything to me, like, help me get through it. Like, you could have helped me out. Like, told me to get a snack or a glass of wine. Great, great film. Horrifying. Great film.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wanna go back to vampires just a little bit.
Yes.
And make a very, I'm trusting you. Okay, this is a safe place. This is a safe space.
100.
I have a horror podcast. This is I have a confession. I have never read an Anne Rice book.
Me neither.
Okay.
Me neither.
Okay, cool.
But have you read Dracula?
So oh yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like that kind of. I'm
okay,
like black
cool.
And white. I'm reading Vincent Price's biography right now by his daughter. He's my favorite.
Oh, he's great.
He's great. And he's like a good person, I just found out through reading this book. Like, he did a bunch of stuff for like indigenous communities and like made sure they got art, and he's just like such a beautiful human being. And so I was like, oh my gosh, so please read Vincent's.
I will.
It's so good, and his daughter loves him very much, and it's just a beautiful book.
Okay.
Highly recommend. One of my favorite voices. Mm-hmm. Vincent Price.
Okay. Two things, because have you read Camilla?
I've not.
Okay, it's good. I mean, I prefer the web series, but
mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, it's good.
Oh, yes. Da, 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 da. I'm reading the oh yeah, I would read the shit out of this. And there's a web series. I'm in. It's going on the list.
Oh, yeah.
But Camilla makes me think of Gonzo's girlfriend, the chicken.
Yeah. The web series, very gay. Very, very
oh, great web series.
Non-binary character. And not played by non-binary person.
What are you gonna do?
Oh, listen, sure. It's not always.
Hey. They'll figure it out eventually. I'm one of those people where like I don't think I ever came out. Mm-hmm. Everybody like assumed I was queer because I was strange. And I just like didn't feel like changing their minds because they weren't wrong. But then I was also like, I had to figure out that not everybody else felt this way. Mm-hmm. And like through a series of things, I was like, hey, you guys do this, right? And they're like, no. And I'm like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
Word. All right.
In high school, I wasn't someone who straight people thought was queer, but I had a lot of the queer kids in high school were like, are you? Like, oh my god, there was a gay guy in high school who was just constantly like, you know, it's okay. Like I'm here if you ever want to talk about anything. I'm just like,
bless.
And the thing is, like, he definitely thought I was a gay man.
Sure.
Like,
sure.
Because, like, one what, more. It's like, one I, more. You know, like, what do you, I mean, I don't know.
Because you know your experience, too, right?
You know, and it's like, listen, this is, like, 2000, I was a teenager from, like, in 2003, you know, mm-hmm. Like, with trans shit still wasn't being...
And this is why representation exactly. is important.
Exactly.
So you can see yourself on television and identify with those people.
Exactly.
And that's why we end up liking horror, because we see these outcasts, and obviously a lot of queer people make this horror, and I love that. Mm-hmm. And so we end up, yeah. I was thinking about the Babadook today, of course. Ready for this? And yeah. Just that, you know, feeling weird and feeling like a monster. And
yep.
I always identified with the villains because they're more interesting. Yep. Usually because somebody just treated them so poorly, they became one. And I was like, that, I get that. That I understand.
Yeah, yeah.
All this happy-go-lucky shit, rescuing people, loving your family. I don't understand any of that.
Yep.
This is... Being abandoned and becoming a sea witch, that... Resonance.
This is one of my favorite things to bring up on the show. It's listen, Sleepaway Camp, horrible, you know, like, but like fun movie. Fucking cat that I hate how much I love the other 95% of that movie.
My brother's a big fan and has recommended it to me. So I think that's going on the list.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, listen, you just stop in the last 10 minutes. You're good.
Okay, great. I'll remember that. I'll feel free to like get lost in a game on my phone for the end of the movie.
But so the third one is a surprise. The third Sleepaway Camp is a surprising play, you know, in this movie about a trans woman that murders people. The third Sleepaway Camp is a surprising place to find, like, real cis allyship.
Really?
Okay. Because.
Why is that the funniest thing ever?
Because. Because there is. This is. Yes! Yes, you did just hear about this two episodes ago, audience. Too bad. I love this.
I'm reaping the benefits.
So, there is this cop. And this woman murdered his son in a brutal way, okay? In the previous movie. And you know what he does? You know what he does, families of trans people? He uses her pronouns. You know what he does? It's like, do you know what she did?
We love it. It's the fucking least he could do. Oh my god, that's it's so like, fucking great.
Like, I hate her, okay?
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's great.
So
it's so funny that such a small word like stands out so much when you're like fucking wishing it would happen.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh. That's great.
But you mentioned we talked about Vincent Price a little bit. It's been a while since I brought this movie up. Have you seen Monster Club?
Monster Club? No, I'm putting it on the list.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, you it's cheesy as all fuck.
Great.
It's
House of Wax was my Vincent Price.
Okay. Yeah, that's
love.
A good one. Yeah, that's great.
Loved House of Wax.
Oh, what's the one where he's. Where he's killing the people in like scenes from theater. Oh,
that sounds great. I want to watch it.
Yeah, he's an actor who people aren't casting.
Theater of Blood.
Yes.
1973.
People aren't casting him anymore, so it's like, okay, I'm gonna cut your head off and do the.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Yeah, I'm gonna watch
that. With your head.
Theater of Blood.
But so
I'm looking to get.
So Monster Club. It is.
Yes.
I forget who the other actor is. Vincent Price plays a vampire.
Great.
Who?
John Carradine.
Yep. Yeah, it was.
Oh my gosh. What a couple of great faces.
Yeah, but so he plays a vampire who one day this guy's just walking late at night and he sees Vincent Price, you know, like struggling, like probably thinks he's like drunk or injured. And like, he's like, oh my god, sir, do you need help? And he's like, I do. I'll do anything. To help you, okay? And he's like, anything. And so he drinks his blood. And then he's like, well, you know, you were so nice to me earlier. Don't worry, you won't turn into a vampire. I didn't do it that way. And he, like, recognizes him as a horror author that he likes.
Oh,
and he's like,
gosh.
You know, I'm gonna help you. Please, come to my monster club. It's just a club.
Every horror author's dream.
It's just a club full of monsters. And it's like the mythos created for this movie is fantastic because it's like there's, you know, it's not just vampire. He's like teaching him about monsters and how there's like the cross species of monsters. It's just like there are vampires and werewolves and ghouls. And of course, you know, and then of course there are vamp ghouls. And werevamps.
Oh my gosh, we love interracial dating. As a mixed person, I already am so on board for this. Oh, that's great.
And then it becomes an anthology. So, where it's like, well, here's a story about
Oh my gosh. Okay, great.
Yeah,
This will go great. Yeah, because I'm like anticipating watching all these movies as I read through the book anyway, right? So this is perfect. Thanks for the suggestion.
So we've been talking for a freaking while.
Oh my gosh, I know. It always goes so quick with you. We have
Okay, so
I have so many silly things to say to you, Sammy.
listen, this pandemic was good for one thing.
Yeah. Learning about ourselves and watching a lot of TV and making friends on the internet.
But so have you ever had a real paranormal experience?
I feel like I see things out of the corner of my eye a lot lately, and I feel like this is bad. So a lot of times I'll just like feel a negative. There's a room in my house that feels yucky, so I'm always going in there and clapping my hands in the corners, telling people to fuck off. I'm like, get the fuck out of here! I'm trying to sleep. Or like a flash of light will happen randomly in my bedroom. My bedroom is there's something going on in my bedroom, and there's somebody living in my mirrors right now.
All right.
So. If anybody knows how to help me with that. But other than that, no. Everybody's currently happening right now. So I'm just trying to like clear out my bedroom and get all the. There's a yucky spirit in there. I want him to leave. I think it's a painting. I think it's a hand-me-down painting that we have that that's carrying all this bad energy. It's just a bad piece of art, really. But I've convinced myself that it's bad juju. Yeah, I think that's the most. Yeah, there's something going on in my apartment. And then working in restaurants, I worked in a restaurant where there was a guy who works in the restaurant, and one of the cooks saw him all the time, and he said he's a dude who hangs out downstairs in the basement while they're prepping. And he just wants to like listen to music and be a part of the kitchen duties, which is cool. And I've also like seen him while I was behind the bar, like I'll feel someone walk past me and like see somebody walk past me and I'll turn around and like nobody's there. But he just like is, he thinks he's the bar back. And he'll just like walk around behind me, like helping me do stuff at the bar. I haven't bartended there in a long time, but I've definitely been like all alone. And there's this person behind the bar with me for a second, and then not. That's a.
Okay,
Yeah.
so how do you feel about a quiz?
I love a quiz. Love a quiz.
Okay.
I skipped seventh grade. I'm ready to ace this.
Okay. Okay. So, the gist is I have one movie. I am going to give you three quotes from the movie, and you try and guess the movie. You can stop you
Okay,
can stop you
I'm
can
feeling less confident, but I'm ready.
you can stop me at any time, but I'm gonna give you all three
Okay.
quotes if even if you guess it right.
Okay.
So number one, oh, you've got to be fucking kidding.
Right.
Okay.
Great first quote.
Yeah. Oh no, the first one never helps.
That was good. That was perfect. I like this movie.
I have misplaced the second quote that I was going to ask you.
I thought it was I misplaced. I was like, God, that's a great quote. This is gonna give me a clue.
I had.
It was right there.
I know what it is, but I don't want to paraphrase.
Right.
You know what? I'm gonna paraphrase.
Okay.
You're gonna. Oh, I found it. You guys gonna listen to Gary? You gonna let him give the orders? I mean, he could be one of those things.
This is sounding more familiar.
Okay. Okay. And.
Okay. Hit me with the last one.
Quote three. We're gonna draw a little bit of everyone's blood. Because we're gonna find out who's the thing. Watching Nor. Yep. Did you answer or?
No.
Watching Norris in there gave me the idea that every little part of him was a whole. Every little piece was an individual animal with a built-in desire to protect its own life. You see, when a man bleeds, it's just tissue. But blood from one of you things won't obey when it's attacked. It'll try and survive, crawl away from a hot needle, say.
This feels like, okay. I feel like you're giving me clues. I feel like I have not seen the film.
Okay.
But I want to say, I feel like you use the word thing a lot. So I'm kind of leaning towards a movie I've never seen before called The Thing.
You have not seen The Thing. Okay.
I know. I'm so bad at
this. No, it's fine. But it is.
All right, yes. It's going on the list.
Yeah.
It's going on the list. You know what? It probably is on my list.
Oh, it's an experience. It is.
Okay, great.
It is body horror. I'm just going to tell you that. Just prepare you all for right. that.
Okay, heard.
Yeah, yeah, and the thing is, man. Like, it's... Now, I... The way I structure this is that the first quote is just the most bonkers quote I could.
That was like the perfect way to start.
Yeah, and like the thing is, like, if someone's really like a big fan of a movie, sometimes that quote, they can get it from that, because that is
amazing.
That is like, that line from that movie is something that I feel like people probably say that to Kurt Russell to this day. You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Yeah, it sold me off the bat. I was like, I don't know what this movie is, but I'm gonna be watching it.
Yeah,
pretty sure.
But that's like the time I gave American Werewolf in London as the movie, the first quote, and it is my favorite movie quote in like, just, it's the bet. There's no better movie quote.
Yeah,
because it is a naked American man stole my balloons. It's like, sorry, Casablanca.
Yeah, sorry about you. That's, get that tattooed on your lower back. You know what I mean? Like that.
that's a question I don't feel like answering. What? Oh, it's a movie. It's a movie about a werewolf.
Yeah, you're like, it requires context. Can we
move on? He woke up in a zoo naked, so he's trying to get home, and he steals a kid's bunch of balloons.
I love that. It's a conversation starter, you know, and yeah. Tattoos are really all about, like, connecting with people.
Yeah, that was... Have you seen American Werewolf in London?
I haven't.
Okay, no, it's... I do not judge. Like, it's a horror movie. Not everyone's... Listen, I haven't read an Anne Rice book. I did, like, it. There are things we miss.
True. There's so much out there.
Yeah.
We can't all be experts. That's what I'm learning. We can't all be experts.
Uh-huh. But I will say this, American Werewolf in London, well, I am on the asexual spectrum, but that movie was like as much of a sexual awakening as I had was the nurse in that movie.
Okay. Undeniable. You're like, gotta get that nurse.
Yeah, no, and it's like, listen, there were signs that I was a queer woman the whole time. Listen, when I was in elementary school, I just had a closet full of flannel shirts. Like, this isn't like, I'm just like, what I like, these are what I like. This is me. It's
Oh,
like
that's great.
you
You're like, this
it's,
is my
we need to
choice.
get you new clothes. It's just like, yeah, I need a green one.
Yep. Same thing, different color. Perfect. Ideal. Sensible shoes. Bring it on.
So I surprise every guest on this show with a surprise question.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, and this I thought of this one. It's just a fun question. I've definitely asked it before. I've definitely listen, listeners. I've run out of questions. I'm gonna repeat them. I don't know if I've asked this one before. If I haven't, like, why did it take me this long? So what is a not a horror movie that you think would have made a great horror movie?
I was thinking about this throughout our conversation because it has those vibes, and also we've been talking about queerness, but I'm a cheerleader.
Oh yeah. I could have been a
It's, I mean,
slasher.
conversion camp is fucking scary. So it definitely has those like horror movie like that. I think it's fun when horror movies use that like very bubblegum look, like the opposite vibe, you know, the visuals don't match up with the scary things that are happening. And I think that's one of those movies that feels like that for me. Like, it's obviously a comedy, but there's also like some scary stuff happening. And to me, I think it's rooted in horror for me personally.
And like, listen, speaking of like horror movies, this happened to me yesterday. Okay, I was
Okay.
and it's this is not a weird this is this the segue makes sense, okay? This is a through line. I was Christmas shopping yesterday.
Okay, horrific.
And like, listen, I am someone who I am very much everyone reacts to people trying to like solicit them or like give them a brochure or like a different. I'm very much just like take it, leave. And just like I was like, yeah, I'll take it. But it was this guy, you know, he was he had a like a table set up in the mall. I went to a freaking mall yesterday. That's how starved this pandemic made me for just humans.
Oh my gosh, I love malls all of a sudden again. I'm like,
But he had a table set up, and he was like selling stuff that people in a he was from a recovery program, and it was like things that people in the recovery program had made. And it was like he was very like intent on like talking to me. It was just like, oh, you please. Like, and you might know where this is going. But it, so
You're like, what's up?
he gave me this brochure for the place, and I'm really like, this is conversion therapy. Because like it's like drugs, alcohol, and life controlling problems.
It's like, what do you think? I don't have control of my friend.
And it was like, and he was very clearly a queer man, which like all the people who've been through conversion therapy are still clear. We see you.
We can tell.
We still see you. But it was like, and I could like see his eye, and like it didn't make sense to like I got home and looked at him like, oh, he was like, I need to save this person.
Oh my
But I, and
gosh.
it's like, and the thing is, like, I'm in New Jersey, that is not legal, but that just means they can't call it that.
Right. What did they call it? Your life's a mess conversion therapy? Your life's a mess therapy?
It's
Okay, got it. My life's fine.
Yeah,
Got
it's
it.
like, and like the code words in this, it was like, we for true Christian, only through true Christian living
Oh my gosh, you're like, wow, I don't think that's gonna help me, bro.
like, whoa.
Oof. Well, you know what also that made me think of, plus I kind of had this thought earlier, but we were talking about like how I always felt like I was a queer person, but like I didn't know that other people weren't queer. So what if we made a movie where this kid's a vampire, right? But he doesn't know that's weird. And his parents just like cover him in sunscreen and put foundation on him, and they're like, no, you're fine, and da da da. And they go about hiding all his vampireness. And then eventually one day he realizes that other people aren't living this way as an allegory for queerness.
Oh
Is
yeah, that's
that a
fantastic.
movie already?
It has to be. I have had this
It has
idea.
to be, right?
I have had this idea about werewolf.
Okay. Well, and then the werewolf and the vampire kid meet each other, they become friends, and they realize they're not so weird together.
Yeah, and like, and you know,
Okay.
like they try to date, but it's because they're the only other ones they know. And like it just doesn't work. But like they were the option.
They're like, all right, that was cool, but we're not going to do that anymore.
Yeah, but now they're best friends.
Oh my
And
God. Okay,
there is that
perfect.
awkward moment whenever one of them's dating a new person where it's revealed that they dated, and that is like, and
They're like, you guys dated, right? Of course, you guys
that
did.
other person is a little competitive with the other one for a little bit, but then they're just like, oh, you're just buddies, this is fine.
Amazing. Yes. All right. This is our film. Nobody
Yep.
steal this
I
idea.
don't listen. I
It's so good.
don't do this to me because I'll do it. Like it's
Oh, we're making
like
this movie
I
soon.
can't turn my brain off. Like my brain is just like, listen, I'm in the middle of a freaking audio podcast of a free audio podcast, fiction podcast.
It is for your audios. Oh man. Okay, great. I'm gonna keep that on the back burner. When I have energy to write that movie, we're gonna have a movie together. It's gonna be so good.
Is.
It'll be like Twilight, but not for dorks. I mean, if you're a dork and you love Twilight, that's fine. I respect you. I also love vampires. I get
Listen,
it.
it gave us it made Christian it made Kristen Stewart
Oh my gosh, I know.
mainstream.
I'm a big fan of that. I think Robert Pattinson looked good sparkly. And I think he's like weird, and that makes me laugh.
Oh no. I'm fine with him playing Batman.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I'm not personally offended by Batman's choices.
You know?
Sometimes
Well, that's
I
like
didn't like
people,
the
it's
guy who
just like,
talked too much.
it's like,
Excuse me.
it's like, oh, they made the sad, brooding guy Batman. It's just like, yeah, have you read
Yeah.
Batman?
Yeah, he's a rich boy with daddy, mommy issues.
Yeah, like
Like,
I don't know, he's at least gonna be a great Bruce Wayne.
exactly. You gotta think about both roles,
Now
Batman and Bruce Wayne.
here's the thing for that movie. We gonna watch his parents die again? Huh? Oh, goodness sake.
Do we need to see it again? Is it gonna come up?
Spider-Man.
I will watch old rich white people die in every movie. Personally, if every movie started out like that,
yep,
I would be.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. And listen, it's been a while since I've said it. It's been a while since I've said it. It was
actually,
it was actually two episodes ago. You heard it. Comes up on this show. Hey, replace all the shitty men with Tig.
Oh, yeah. Tig Batman?
I'd watch it.
I'd watch it.
So we have been talking for an hour and 8 minutes. I would honestly love to talk for another hour, but I can't.
People don't listen to 2 hour podcasts unless...
No. No. Hear that, Pete Holmes? Is his podcast still around? Is You Made It Weird still around? I don't know.
Oh my gosh, it was long as hell.
Right?
Yeah. I think I listened to one episode. I was like, damn, this is still going.
Yeah. There was one episode that was like 56 minutes. I'm just like, oh, he didn't like that person. I don't remember who it was, though. This is like, ooh,
I'm sorry. I'm a very confident person. Extremely confident. I believe in myself. Mm-hmm. And I think people think I'm amazing. I don't think anybody wants me to talk for 2 fucking nope. hours.
It's a same. I'm just like, nah. Yeah. But.
Funny. Hear that, Pete?
So, please shout out a horror hidden gem. This is anything in the horror genre. It doesn't have to be a movie. That you think, like, hey, why don't more people know this?
Okay, yeah. You know, I actually came across this. We brought up the Babadook earlier, but I personally think the short that, what's her name? Jennifer Kent made. Mm-hmm. That inspired the Babadook is so much better than the film itself. It's all about visual and audio textures. There's very little dialogue.
Okay.
But I personally think the themes come through a little stronger in the short. It's called Monster. You can watch it on YouTube. It's in black and white. It turns out not as many people have seen the short as I thought.
I haven't.
Oh my God. It's so good and scary, and like, I honestly, when I saw the full film, was disappointed because I'd seen the short. And I think the short is that good, so it's just a gorgeous film. Okay. And again, I'm like very old school black and white, but
oh, yeah,
highly recommend if you loved the Babadook, watch Monster because you may like it more.
Okay, I thought the Babadook was a fine movie, so
you're gonna love this one.
Okay.
Maybe even more.
Okay, cool. Yeah, well, Alyssa, this is such a good time. Please tell people how they can keep up with what you're doing. Plug some stuff. Tell them your social medias.
Cool. Yeah, I'm an official person of comedy at Yella Punk. So if you're a queer, trans, Southwest Asian, North African person, I absolutely invite you to come hang out with the cool kids at Yella Punk. We're at Yella Punk everywhere. And that's Y-A-L-L-A Punk. And then you can find me on the internet at The Dukeness. That's T-H-E-D-O-O-K-N-E-S-S. The Dukeness. Mm-hmm. The Royal Dukeness, if you're nasty.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. This was a great time.
Thank you. I had a blast.
Yeah. And
as usual.
And thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll be back next time with another wonderful conversation about all things horror and supernatural. Or will we?